The Who have announced another show at Madison Square Garden in September, and we're saving a pair of tickets for you on our No Sweat News quiz feature Friday morning. Here is today's No Sweat News.
Okay, let's do it.
Dateline the grocery aisle. Well, I found where I'll be for my next job. Once again, the Reynolds Wrap Company is looking for their next chief grilling officer.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
The CGO, as we barbecuarians call it, will be paid $10,000 to travel the country for 2 weeks eating only barbecue.
Oh, hell yes.
They are responsible for finding the perfect barbecue sauce.
Oh, my God. This is great.
All you got to do is post pictures and video of the adventure on their socials.
I am so in.
That's awesome.
Travel has to happen in the first 2 weeks of August, so I'll see you later, fellas.
Bye, Carl. Make sure you bring back some good barbecue sauce, though.
You got it. Now, here's the deal. If you want to apply for this, you got to apply before midnight tonight at ReynoldsKitchens.com. Quite frankly, I may have done this last year because I think they've actually done this a few years in a row. And this is the sort of thing that always hits my radar. It's barbecue. What the hell?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that is a, you know, if you get the summer off from college or something, talk about an opportunity, huh?
Oh, for sure.
Dateline Oklahoma for story number two, where we introduce you to 59-year-old Annie Durham of Dell City.
Annie?
She was having a problem with her neighbors. Apparently, they were a seedy type. And then she figured out a way to solve all of her problems with her seedy neighbors.
Okay.
And that her solution was arson.
Oh, burning down their house.
Yes.
Wow. Hey, not really totally legal. In fact, very much illegal.
Took a rag, wrapped it around a stick, set it on fire with lighter fluid, and threw it over the fence.
Yeah. That's called psychotic behavior, actually.
Now, guess how she got caught?
She was probably sitting there pointing and laughing.
Right? No. Her own security cameras caught her doing everything.
You dumb dope. You what deserve an ass. To go to jail.
Right? Just for that alone.
Just click the off button on your stupid camera.
The arson investigator team said, hey, look, the neighbors got security cameras. We should ask to see if we could see them. And she said, sure, check them out.
No.
Uh-huh.
Well, someone was on drugs that night.
So there it is.
I'm going to say that right now.
And now, speaking of drugs, we take you to Ardmore, Alabama for story number two, where a couple of guys got busted by the police for having all kinds of drugs and body armor and ammunition and whatnot in their trailer park. But one thing that made this a no-sweat news story was that Mickey, one of the gentlemen in question, had an attack squirrel.
Mickey had an attack squirrel?
Yeah, he had a pet squirrel that he would regularly give methamphetamine to keep it aggressive, and then he would use it as an attack squirrel.
That's
what the hell?
Yeah.
That's the stuff of nightmares. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot for that.
For the record, it is illegal to keep a pet as a squirrel in Alabama. Although this is probably the least of the charges that this knucklehead will face.
Usually in Alabama, they just eat those damn things.
Yeah, I know. Skin them for breakfast. What the hell?
That's a hamburger.
So now,
down there,
they got to deal with all these drugs and so forth. And the Alabama Game and Fish Division have to figure out what the hell to do with this methamphetamine-addicted squirrel.
Put him in the UFC. Make him Conor McGregor's next opponent.
You're going to release the poor thing out in the wild, and it's going to go through detox.
I don't know.
What the hell?
This squirrel sounds like a YouTube star at the very least.
What the hell?
I want to see this squirrel do some tricks.
It's like hallucinating acorns that aren't there. Yeah. Paranoid about pine cones.
Flying itching and scratching.
This is the Hunter S. Thompson of squirrels.
Seriously, man.
No pun intended, but that squirrel is a nut.
That's today's No Sweat News. Man alive.
Golly.
I think I'll stay out of Alabama.
Like, it's like Rocky and Bullwinkle on steroids.
Right. How'd you like to be attacked by a methamphetamine crazed squirrel?
I would not.
I mean, that runs up your pant leg. You got major problems.
I'm pretty sure I'm not sleeping tonight once I think of this squirrel story later on.
Well, the No Sweat News quiz will get you Who tickets, so maybe it'll be worth a nice lost rest as the Who are coming back to Madison Square Garden on this final tour in September.